Good morning. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Mago with World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Japanese counterpart Shigeru Ishiba agree to further strengthen India-Japan Special Strategic and Global Partnership during summit talks in Tokyo. Japan to invest 10 trillion yen in India over next 10 years. Two countries also adopt joint declaration on security cooperation. United States bars Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas from attending UN General Assembly session in New York as allies pledge statehood. And Israel carries out airstrikes on Houthi group, killing top military and political leadership in Yemen's capital Sana'a. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Japanese counterpart Shigeru Ishiba have unveiled a comprehensive decade-long roadmap aimed at deepening strategic, economic and technological cooperation between the two countries. The two leaders made the announcement after summit talks in Tokyo yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, during the 15th India-Japan annual summit, Prime Minister Ishiba and he reviewed the full range of bilateral ties between our nations and agreed to further strengthen the India-Japan Special Strategic and Global Partnership. In a joint press meet after the talks, Mr. Modi said, both countries have set a target of 10 trillion yen investment in India from Japan in the next 10 years.
अगले दशक के लिए एक रोडमैप बनाया है हमारे विजन के केंद्र में इन्वेस्टमेंट इनोवेशन इकोनॉमिक सिक्योरिटी एनवायरनमेंट टेक्नोलॉजी हेल्थ मोबिलिटी पीपल टू पीपल एक्सचेंजेस एंड ट्रेड प्रिफ्रेक्चर पार्टनरशिप ये प्रमुख बातें हैं हमने अगले 10 वर्षों में जापान से भारत में 10 ट्रिलियन येन निवेश का लक्ष्य निर्धारित किया है.
Later briefing media on PM Modi's Japan visit, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said the two countries have agreed to adopt a joint declaration on security cooperation.
Both leaders exchanged the joint vision for the next decade. This is a 10-year strategic roadmap in economic and functional cooperation between the two sides. And in order to give new vigor to the relationship, both governments have decided to advance cooperation across 8 pillars. And these pillars are economic relations, economic security, mobility, ecological sustainability, technology and innovation, health, people-to-people exchanges, and partnerships between Indian states and Japanese prefectures.
Prime Minister Modi reached Tokyo yesterday on a two-day visit to Japan. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit to Japan shares details of Mr. Modi's engagements scheduled for day two. A report.
On the second day of the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with the members of National Governors Association in Tokyo. Following the talks, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his counterpart Shigeru Ishiba departed for Sendai in Miyagi Prefecture by Shinkansen bullet train. In Sendai, the two leaders will visit the Tokyo Electron Factory, a major manufacturer of semiconductor production equipment. Japan is aiming to reduce its dependence on imports. During the bilateral talks held yesterday, India and Japan launched an economic security initiative to promote supply chain resilience in semiconductors and other strategic sectors. From Sendai, after the factory visit, Prime Minister Modi will travel to China to attend the SCO summit. Om Awasthi, Akashvani News, Tokyo.
The 25th Heads of State Council meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, will begin tomorrow in Tianjin, China. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the two-day summit, joining global leaders for high-level deliberations. We have a report.
This is the fifth time China will host the SCO summit. Chinese President Xi Jinping will chair the proceedings with more than 20 world leaders and 10 heads of international organizations expected to attend. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin are among the prominent participants, making this the largest and most ambitious SCO gathering so far. Under the theme, Upholding the Shanghai Spirit SCO on the Move, China has declared 2025 as the SCO year of sustainable development. The summit will review achievements of the past 25 years, adopt a 10-year development strategy and deliberate on regional security, economic growth, connectivity, counter-terrorism and cultural cooperation. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashvani News, Tianjin.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has blasted Western sanctions ahead of his visit to China for the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO Summit. and in an interview to China's news agency, President Putin said Russia and China jointly opposed discriminatory sanctions on global trade. The Russian leader said the SCO summit will strengthen the capacity to respond to contemporary challenges and threats and consolidate solidarity across the shared Eurasian space. He added all this will help shape a fairer multipolar world order. President Putin will be in China till Wednesday on a four-day visit. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Israel carried out a major airstrike against Iran-aligned armed group Houthi in Yemen's capital Sana'a. The military and political leadership of the Houthis have suffered major losses in this attack. According to local media reports, Houthi Prime Minister Ahmed al-Rahawi and several of his associates were killed in the attack on an apartment. The strikes targeted top military officials, including the group's defense minister. In the United States, a federal appeals court has struck down several reciprocal tariffs imposed by U.S. President Donald Trump, saying he unlawfully leaned on emergency powers to impose the import taxes. The court observed International Emergency Economic Powers Act does not authorize tariffs like the one President Trump used the law for earlier this year. The United States has said that it will not allow Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas to travel to New York next month for a United Nations General Assembly session where several U.S. allies are set to recognize Palestine as a state. The U.S. Department of State in a statement yesterday said Secretary of State Marco Rubio is denying and revoking visas from members of the Palestinian Authority and Palestine Liberation Organization. The statement said it is in the national security interests of the United States to hold the PLO and the PA accountable for not complying with their commitments. The UN Security Council had decided to end the peacekeeping operations in Lebanon, in which nearly 1,000 Indian troops are deployed. The Council voted yesterday to shut down in 2 years the UN interim force in Lebanon, UNIFIL, that has been struggling to keep the peace in southern Lebanon, where Israel confronts the Hezbollah and the weak Lebanese military is caught in the middle. The UNIFIL's mandate that expires this weekend was extended for a final time till the end of 2026, with another year allowed for the safe and orderly wind down of the operations. There are currently 10,800 peacekeepers in UNIFIL, including 903 from India. The resolution for extending the mandate was crafted carefully by France. India has officially submitted its proposal to host the 2030 Commonwealth Games, marking a significant step in its ambition to bring the multi-sport event back to the country after 2 decades. The formal bid was submitted to the President of Commonwealth Sport, the Commonwealth Games Federation, Dr. Donald Rukare, by a delegation in London yesterday. Addressing the media after submitting the proposal, Gujarat Sports Minister Harsh Sanghvi shared that the proposal to host the Commonwealth Games 2030 reflects India's commitment to delivering a games that is sustainable and inclusive.
2030 अहमदाबाद के लिए ऑफिशियल बिड कॉमनवेल्थ प्रेसिडेंट को प्रस्तुत की गई है आने वाले दिनों में इसके प्रेजेंटेशन और ये चालू रहेंगे खासतौर पे पिछले 10 सालों में भारत में स्पोर्ट्स के लिए एक नई दिशा सभी खिलाड़ियों के लिए नई फैसिलिटीज प्रस्तुत की गई एवं अवेलेबल करवाई गई है
एंड नाउ बिफोर वी क्लोज हियर आर द हेडलाइंस ऑफ द बुलेटिन Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Japanese counterpart Shigeru Ishiba agree to further strengthen India-Japan special strategic and global partnership during summit talks in Tokyo. Japan to invest 10 trillion yen in India over the next 10 years. Two countries also adopt joint declaration on security cooperation. U.S. bars Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas from attending UN General Assembly session in New York as allies pledge statehood. And Israel carries out airstrikes on Houthi group, killing top military and political leadership in Yemen's capital Sana'a. And that is the end of this news bulletin.